Shlusta Ben Uberger. Baruch Hashem, what a schus we have tonight. What a schus we have tonight, as a few people pointed out already. While so many people in the world are doing what they think is appropriate to bring in the new year, really, Klal Yisrael, people of the Torah, people who are fortunate enough to live the lives that we're all choosing to live, we have this list tonight to really put the finishing touches on the new year. I want to just thank our sponsors, many people who worked hard to make tonight happen. I want to thank Yossi and Sivya Rubin and family, Lila Nishmas, Asher Zelig, Ben Svi Shlomo, Dr. Jonathan and Yafaleya Field and family. It should be a schus for Refuah Shleima for Ita Simcha Bas Vega. I thank the Brams and an anonymous sponsor in honor of my wife and children. I'd like to thank the Cronenbergs and the Markowitz family, Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Mordechai Yosef and Moshe Aaron, and Lezecher Nishmas, Rivka Bas, Rav Shimon Asher. Tonight is Zos Chanukah. And for Klal Yisrael, it's a mysterious Yom Tov. It's a mysterious end of a mysterious Yom Tov. It's an unbelievable Zman for Tshuva. We know that the Pach Shemen that was found had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, had the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. And we can't think about the Kohen Gadol without thinking about Yom Kippur. And the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol means the Chasima of the Kohen Gadol. So to speak, the finishing touches of the Kohen Gadol was etched onto that Pach Shemen. Which means that everything we were working on Yom Kippurim, and everything we were really working on, even before that, Bizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, through Zos Chanukah, Aaron HaKohen, entered into Kodesh Kadashim on Yom HaKippurim, and that avodah continues until tonight. I was thinking that even since Rosh Hashanah, when we started, and before Rosh Hashanah, we darshan the Pasuk, Chazal understood, LeDavid Hashem Ori, the David Hashem Ori, Chazal said, when is Hashem Ori? When is Hashem our light on Rosh Hashanah? So in many respects, the light that we began to tap into, the light of the new year, the light of basking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again we hoped for, we wished for in Rosh Hashanah, and we worked on during the Aser Simei Tshuva, we continued into Yom HaKippurim. Really tonight, when we say goodbye to the lights of Chanukah, when we come to Zos Chanukah, again, it's really putting the finishing touches, the chasima, on everything that we've been working on. Many people wonder, this idea of Zos Chanukah, which has become, I think, more and more prevalent in the way that it's being recognized in the world. And sometimes it's hard to believe that there is such a thing. Again, you look in early sources, it's hard to find information about this. But many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it's brought in the name of the Arizal. Tonight is really the Gemara Chasima. And many of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov elaborated on it. But it's hard. There's a part of ourselves, a superficial part of ourselves, that has a hard time believing. This is part two of Yom Kippur. David HaMelech says, Ish bar lo yeida uchsil lo yavin es zos. A foolish person doesn't understand zos. There's a foolish part of ourselves that doesn't want to believe that tonight is anything other than a last chance to eat a couple more jelly donuts before we all start our diets. But that's a foolish part of ourselves. Because people who took their Yiddishkeit very, very seriously took tonight very, very seriously. And we can't really understand, again, we could read the Svarim, we could try to understand, we could talk about the ideas, we don't really understand. I think that's why David HaMelech says that even an ish bar lo yeda. Bar is a lashon bezayin reish. Bar is a lashon of havara. Even a person who's on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a person who's very tapped into the light, so to speak. Even one who's in tune with the deeper dimensions of Torah. Even an ish bar, even someone who's on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yeda, can't really understand the secret of Zos Chanukah. So HaSemes asks, why is it after the Gemara spells out all of the halachos of Chanukah, it goes through all the details of the halachos, and then at the end, after telling us everything we need to know how to do Chanukah, the Gemara finally raises the question, my Chanukah, what is this Chanukah? So HaSemes points out, it's a little strange, you would think that my Chanukah should come, introduce me to the Yom Tov, and then tell me all of the details, all of the halachos. One of the great Mashpiyim in Eretz Yisrael today, Rav Elimelech Biderman, writes in one of his Sfarim, that perhaps the answer is because even after we've learned all the halachos, even after we've practiced Chanukah as much as we can, we're still left with the question, my Chanukah? My Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Why Chanukah? Why is it so special? What makes it so unique? How could it be that such a night is again is a continuation of Yom Kippurim? Could there be anything greater than Yom Kippurim? There's a sefer called Tzemach David. Tzemach David, Rav David of Dinov. And in the Hosafos, in the back of the sefer, a nephew of Rav David of Dinov says, I heard from my uncle, who said in the name of his father, the Bnei Yisasser, Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, who said B'Shem Tzadikim, those who came before him, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul Ad Chanukah, Meir Berakia Ke'ein Tav Nisyad HaPshuta L'Kabel Osam Bali Tshuva Asher Me'eza Siba Nidchu Milashuv Be'aser Simei Tshuva. That really, from the beginning of Elul, all the way through Rosh Hashanah, through the Aser Simei Tshuva, all the way until Chanukah, there were tzaddikim who said, we could see with our own eyes, we have the eyes to see. Fortunately, I imagine most of us don't. But there was a deacon who said, those who have eyes to see will see. If you look to the heavens, you can see there's some type of, again, I don't know what this means even, but there's some type of tavnis yad hapshuta, an extended hand. Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand is always extended to makabel shavim, those who want to return to him. And a person, for whatever reason, wasn't able to do tshuva until now, the hand is still out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still reaching out to us. And Rav David of Dinov, his nephew says, and my uncle told me, that it's not only Ad Chanukah not up to the first point of Chanukah, but Ad Chanukah means Ad Zos Chanukah. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is still stretched out towards Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving us one last chance tonight to wrap up anything, any unfinished business, anything we weren't able to accomplish until now. But again, a person has to believe that that's possible. A person has to believe B'Zos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Somehow Zos Chanukah is the Hamshach, is the continuation. It's a continuation of Yom Kippur. Ksil lo yavin esos, the superficial part of ourselves doesn't want to believe. But the Baal Tanya says that every Jew has a part in his heart, an ahava mesutaras, a concealed part, a hidden love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a part that corresponds to that Pach Shemen, the purest part of the Jewish soul, the ahava mesutaras, that's always wildly in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It always feels connected, it always feels inspired, it never has a dull moment of Yiddishkeit. And on Chanukah, while the outside of ourselves might be laughing to try to buy in, to try to believe, the Ahava Mesuteres part of ourself has no problem believing what's happening tonight. Suchina Rebbe, Shlita, writes in one of his Sfarim that the gematria of the words Ahava Mesuteres is 1,119. Which is one more than Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he talks about that in his Sefer. But I realize that number, 1,119, for those who have been hearing me quote a lot of gematrias recently, you have to understand that gematria is the building blocks of creation. Same way that a scientist or a doctor will look at something under a microscope to better understand what it is, to be able to treat the illness. So when we look at Torah under a microscope, we break it down to the osios, to the letters, to its DNA, its spiritual DNA, we understand things better. So Suchina Rebbe talks about Ahava Mesuteres being 1,119, which is one more than Shema. Maybe that was the secret when Rabbi Akiva, Rachmana Litzlan, had his flesh being combed by the Romans, Yimach Shemam, dying Al Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva was Marich Be'echad. As he was dying, he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he extended the Echad. And he added on one more to Shema Yisrael. So to speak, he reached that madrig of 1,119, the deepest love for Kadosh Baruch Hu. When his Talmidim said, Rebbe, it's not fair what they're doing to you. How can you love Hashem at a time like this? And Rabbi Akiva said, because there's an Ahava Mesuteres, there's a deep part of myself that even in such a place can continue to love Kadosh Baruch Hu. The inner dimension of a Jew understands tonight what's happening. That's why Ahava Mesuteres is the same gematria as Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Because again, the inner part of the Jew understands that through Zos Chanukah we put the finishing touches. We put the finishing touches on everything we've been working on, everything we hoped for in Yom Kippur. The Yevanim, we know, made decrees against Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. There's a sefer called the Teferes Shmuel, the Rebbe of Alexander. And he talks in his sefer on the second night of Chanukah. He talks about how the Yavanim were trying to stop us from doing tshuva. They came la'avir mechukei ritzonecha, which he says is a reference to tshuva. But again, I think that's part of the reason they were targeting Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. Shabbos, every Shabbos is a miniature opportunity. The word Shabbos has the letters tshuva in it. And there are many tzaddikim who every Erev Shabbos would turn to their family members and ask mechila for everything that happened that week. Shabbos is a lashon of tshuva. Rosh Chodesh we know is a time of Yom Kippur Katan, it's also a time of tshuva. And Bris Mila. When Avram got his Bris Mila, and Avram became Avraham, he got that letter Hey. Which the Gemara in Menachos says in Chav Tesem Ud Beis, the letter Hey is the letter of tshuva. So the Yavanim were trying to stop us from believing that it's possible for a Jew to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is about tshuva, Chodesh is about tshuva, Mila is about tshuva, it's about perfecting ourselves in body and in spirit and in time and in place. And again, tonight is our opportunity to put those finishing touches on everything that we're hoping for. The Baal HaTanya was a very great Baal Koreh. And the Maggid of Mezritch was the second leader of the Hasidic world, had a Baal Koreh, who was also a very talented Baal Koreh, and moved away for whatever reason. And the Baal HaTanya came to try out, you can imagine such a thing, he came to try out to see if he would be qualified, if he was a good enough Baal Koreh to be the Baal Koreh of the Maggid of Mezritch. Zchus Yegen Aleinu. So the Maggid of Mezritch said to him, to test him, to see if he was qualified, he said to him, let me ask you. He said, when you read the Parsha, do you see in the Parsha, do you see hints to everything that's going to happen in the world that week? So the Baal HaTanya said, yes, I do have the ability to do that. So he said, so then let me ask you further. He said, do you see how each Aliyah, how the seven Aliyahs correspond to each day of the week? Like, are you able to look into Rishon and be able to see that Rishon is going to correspond to what's going to happen in the world on Sunday, and Shani is going to happen on Monday? Do you have it? Are you able to see it with that degree of clarity? He said, yes, I'm able to do that. So the Maggid said, so I have one final question for you. When someone gets called up for an Aliyah on Shabbos, are you able to see how that particular Aliyah corresponds to that person's neshama and what's going on in his life, in Ruchnias and Gashmias? Are you able to see why that person was called for the Aliyah? So he says, yes, I'm able to do that also. So he says, well, if that's true, then you're able, then you're qualified to be my Baal Koreh. Every Parsha, every Shabbos we read the Torah, is telling us what's about to happen. This Shabbos we read Parshas Miketz. And Parshas Miketz has a message for us. Again, it's really the message of the entirety of the Torah. It's the message of Chanukah. It's the reason that we've lain today and we sit here tonight, doing tshuva in a very unique and a very special, very inspiring, hopefully, kind of way. Parshas Miketz is the only Parsha. Moshe Wolfson points out, Parshas Miketz is the only Parsha that starts with the trup. With the trup, Vayhi Miketz starts with Zakev Gadol. It's the only Parsha. What's the secret of Zakev Gadol? He says, if you look into Tikkuni Zohar, in Tikkun Hei, Tikkuni Zohar says that Zakev Gadol alludes to Mashiach. If you look in the Tikkuni Zohar in Tikkun Chaf Aleph, it says Zakev Gadol alludes to Zakifas Yisrael La'asid Lava. The rising up, the standing up, Zakev Gadol, the great one, who's been so trampled throughout exile, that Klai Yisrael will exert themselves once again and stand up. Rav Moshe Wolfson, who's very wondrous with his Ramazim and his Gematrias, he says the name of the Parsha is Miketz, and Miketz has the same Gematria as Zakev Gadol, 230. And that's why all the Midrashim at the beginning of Miketz say, Darshan the Pasa, Kate Sam Lachoshech, that the end of the dark is set, that the time is set. And as we sit here, again, basking in the lights one last time, on Zos Chanukah, we're davening, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe this is it. Maybe the fully illuminated menorah will drive away all the darkness in the world, and Klal Yisrael will stand up once again. Chanukah is a time where we prostrate ourselves, we bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of Yavan says that we're the ones who stand up tall in this world. Sfarim say, you look at the letters of Yavan, Yud, Vav, Nun, each letter is straight, is erect. As opposed to the Jewish people, we come to Chanukah, and we submit ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Mishnah is described, that when they would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they would bow down at the places, opposite the places that the Yavanim breached, in the Sorig, in the fence around the Beis HaMikdash, a Jew would come to that spot where Yavan had violated the Beis HaMikdash, a Jew would prostrate himself, would fall before Hashem, submit himself before Hashem. That's why in Hanukkah, we would light the menorah, Mahadrin, min Mahadrin. We're tapping into this world of Hidur. You look at the letters Hadar, the shorash of the word Mahadrin. The letter Hey is bent over, the letter Resh is bent over, the letter Dalet is bent over, all the letters of Hadar are bent over. So what's the Yavan, which is standing up tall? But the time's going to come, Mitime me'afar dal, me'ashbos yarm evil, and Klai Yisrael is going to stand up once again, Zakef Gadol. The Jewish people are going to pick themselves up. And they're going to do a tshuva that once and for all is going to last forever. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pick us up, the same way the Pach Shemen, according to Tosos, was literally picked up, dug up out of the dirt. Mitime me'afar dal, they're literally out of the dirt, Klai Yisrael is going to stand up tall once again. So Kef Kefufim, the bracha we recite every morning. And that's really the tachlis of the entire Torah. The Torah is calling us. The Torah is telling us to try to pick ourselves up. Miketz, to focus on the ketz. Zakef Gadol, you're the true Gadol. You're the one who's going to rise up once again. So I'll add a little remez. Every letter is really made up of other letters. So an Aleph, for example, the way it's written in the Torah, is made up of a Yud and a Vav and a Yud. Every letter is a combination of other letters. A Lamed, for example, is a Chaf with a Vav on top. If you take Torah, take the word Torah, and you break it down to its most basic components. You break down the letters. You look at the word Torah. Right? So the letter Tav, again, if you look in how, look in the Mishnah Sofrim, which is printed in the Mishnah Brura, by Hilchus Tefillin, tells you how to write each letter. He says the letter Tav is really a combination. The letter Tav is a Dalet and a Vav. The letter Vav is a Vav. The letter Resh is a Resh. The letter Hey also is a combination. The letter Hey is a Dalet, and the little leg is an upside down Yud. So if you break down Torah into its most basic components, that the Tav is really this combination of a Dalet and a Vav. Vav is Vav, Resh is Resh, and Hey again is a Dalet and a Yud. It's Gematria. The word Torah is Gematria 230, which is the Gematria of Zakef Gadol, is the Gematria of the word Miketz. Again, the whole Torah is telling us there's going to become a time when the Jewish people are going to pick themselves up. That there's going to be a Ketz, that Ketz Sam L'Choshech, again, like the Midrashim Darshan in this week's Parsha, that don't give up, don't feel threatened by the darkness, realize that there's going to be a Gemar Chasima. And again, that's what we're working on tonight. That's what we're trying so badly to push Hashem's hand forward to make that Gemar Chasima become a reality. We're concretizing our future. That everything, again, the same way we think that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that by the end of Yom Kippur, everything is set. But the Tzaddikim are telling us we still have a chance tonight to predict the future, to concretize our future. Pinchas Koritzer said, when you look at the Ner Shabbos every week, again, a Tzaddik who knows how to look at the Ner Shabbos can see the same way. Again, the Parsha is telling us everything that's going to happen in the week. The Ner Shabbos also is predicting, is telling us everything that's going to happen that week. The Ner Chanukah, said Rav Pinchas Koritzer, is telling us everything that's going to happen throughout that calendar year. And I think that perhaps on Zos Chanukah, perhaps it's telling us everything that's ever going to happen. It's telling us about Mashiach. The candles are trying to tell us something. The candles are trying to convey a message to Klal Yisrael. I want to read a little line from a sefer called the Kav HaYashar. Listen to his words. The Kav HaYashar says, he's writing about Chanukah, Ve'ilu hayinu zochen la'asagos ruach hakodesh. If we could just be zochen to a little bit of ruach hakodesh, to draw again, we know the lights of the menorah are the lights of the future. The lights of the menorah are the lights of the Or HaGanuz that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed to exist in the world for the first 36 hours of time, the 36 Neros that we light on Chanukah, which we're longing for the times of Mashiach, and we'll have that clarity once again. If we could just be zocheh, he says, to a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh on Chanukah. Haynu mevarchim u'mevinu masigim ayidei mitzvos hadlakas haneiros shel mitzvah asidos. Then through the candles, when we make the brach on the candles, when we light the candles, we understood what the candles were trying to say to us, we would understand asidos, we would understand the future. Da'aner shel mitzvah misnabe kmo hanavi ha-misnabe al pi Hashem. Very interesting lashon. That the candles are prophesying the same way that the prophets conveyed to Klal Yisrael a message that they wanted to speak to us. It's very interesting historically The Seder Olam writes that when Alexandros Mokdon came to power for 12 years, and that was really the beginning of everything that Galus Yavan stood for. The Seder Olam writes that was the same time that Nevuah stopped in Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon explains it was the same time that the Tzaddikim and Chazal davened that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah should be removed. We have no concept of a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. We can't even understand what that taiva was to want to bow down to a statue of sticks and stones and rocks. Very strange. But at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away our Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, like the Gemara describes in Maseches Yoma, we lost Nevuah. We lost the power of Nevuah. And that took place around the same time as Galus Yavan. That we lost our ability to hear the Dvar Hashem through the words of the Nevi'im. And the Seder Olam says, from that point forward, we no longer heard the words of the Nevi'im. Hat'aznecha u'shma direi chachamim. It was time to hear the words of the Chachamim. And that's what happened. An unbelievable expansion of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's very fascinating. Rav Huttner has a famous essay where he says, the Yavanim came to destroy Torah, and they caused shichachas haTorah, the forgetting of Torah, a lack of clarity. By the Nevi'im, there was no machlokas. But in the generation after the Nevi'im, machlokas started to emerge in Klal Yisrael, which could have, in the eyes of Yavan, destroyed the Torah. But in fact, Rav Huttner says, v'nahafachu, it actually caused a ribuy of Torah. More base medrash discussion, more opinions, more clarification of the halacha. And in fact, that everything that Yavan tried to destroy led to a ribuy, an expansion of Torah through the Talmud Bavli, v'chulu. The expansion of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And even though we don't have the Nevi'im, the Gemara uses an expression above a Basra, I think it's on Daf Yud Beis, that Chacham Adif Minavi. That to have the Torah, to have an expansion of Torah, to be able to hear Hashem through the Torah, is in certain ways greater than hearing Hashem through the Navi. But when we sit and learn, when we open up a Sefer, we try, we listen to Kriyas HaTorah, we're not like the Baal HaTanya, we can't see everything that's going to happen in the coming week. And we feel that sometimes the conversation is a bit one-sided. That we keep talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it used to be that through the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would talk to us. But then the time came when the Nevuah was lost from Klal Yisrael, and that was Galus Yavan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped talking to us by way of the Nevi'im. He talks to us through the Torah. And that's also a very holy thing. Chacham Adif Minavi in a certain sense. But it's hard for us to have a one-way conversation. To keep talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that challenge emerges on Chanukah. Because it's Lahodos Lahalel. It's a time where we daven and we daven and we talk and we talk. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even though Yavan caused you to stop speaking to us, not for a second are we going to stop speaking to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavan targeted the neshama of Klal Yisrael. The Torah tells us at the beginning of time, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'yi'adam le'nefesh chaya. Rashi, Unklus explained that the neshama is the source of dibur. It allows us to speak. So when the Yavanim tried to destroy the Jewish soul, the response is that we continue to speak, that we continue to daven. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped speaking to us by way of the Nevi'im, but lahodos lahal, we continue to speak to you. But it's hard. It's hard to talk to a Kadosh Baruch when you don't feel like he's talking to us. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, former chief rabbi, has a beautiful line. He says, tefillah is the act of listening to Hashem listen to us. That's very beautiful. That tefillah is the act of trying to watch Hashem and listen to us talk to Him. That's very nice. But once in a while, we wish that Kadosh Baruch would talk to us. We wish that Kadosh Baruch would say something back to us. We want to hear you. We're not satisfied always talking to you. We're not satisfied hearing your message through the Torah. I want to hear your voice once again. With that clarity that the Nevi'im had. We come to Zos Chanukah, and maybe that's our tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Nevuah back. We want the Beis HaMikdash back. We want that clarity. We want to be able to feel your presence in this world again. Of course, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Ein Zos El HaTorah. V'Zos HaTorah. Every time we lift up the Torah, V'Zos HaTorah. And on Zos Chanukah, the same way that all of Chanukah is a time of deepening our connection to Torah. It's a victory of Torah. There's no question Zos Chanukah is a time of Torah. But it's also a time where we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't only want to hear you through the Torah. We want to hear the Dvar Hashem again. We want the Neiros to start speaking again. That's what the Kaveh Yashar says. That if only we had the ears to hear or the eyes to see, we would see that the Neiros are mamish like a Navi. That the Neiros are being Megala Asidos. That Chanukah, which is a Chinuch for Mashiach, it's a training course for Mashiach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to speak to us through the Neiros. And we're trying so desperately to listen in. We want to hear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you to talk to us again. Chanukah starts on Chafei Kislev. And Chanukah ends on Zos Chanukah. We travel over the course of Chanukah from the world of Ko, of Chafei, the world of Ko, to the world of Zos. That's the world of Nevuah. The Medrash Halacha says, the Sefrei, in Parshas Matos says the following. Zeh Adavar. Says the Medrash. Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the matter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. This is the matter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was conveying to Moshe Rabbeinu. Magid comes to teach us. Shekeshem Shenesnave Moshe Beko Amar. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Nevuah of Ko Amar, Kach Nisnabu Nevi'im Beko Amar. Many Nevi'im received the Nevuah on the Madrega of Ko Amar. Ko Amar Hashem. How many times do you have that refrain throughout the Nevi'im? However, Moshe Faleim, but Moshe was the greatest Navi of all. Moshe is the Navi, Lo Kam Bi Yisrael Ke Moshe, oh, there'll never be someone like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is the Netzach Netzachim. No one will ever rival the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zochet to the Nevuah of Zeh Hadavar. It's a deeper Madrega. It's what Chazal referred to as an Aspaklaria Meiria, perfect clarity. The other Nevi'im heard Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem. It was a little bit hazy, it was a little bit fuzzy, it was a little bit blurry. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Zochet to the level of Zeh Hadavar. Zeh, to be able to say, like Klai Yisrael, when they crossed the Yamsu, Zeh Keli Van Veyu, to be Marin Be'etzva, with absolute clarity. So on Chanukah we start on Chafei Kislev. We start in the world of Ko Amar Hashem, Chafei, a little bit of Nevuah, a little bit of a fuzzy Nevuah that we're longing for over Chanukah. But by the end of Chanukah we come to Zos Chanukah. We want the Madrega of Zeh Hadavar. We want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, had that absolute clarity. The Zohar says that Chanukah on Chafei Kislev is deeply connected to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In fact, the battle cry, some of the Rishonim say that the battle cry of the Chashmonai was that they went out to battle screaming, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Mila Hashem Elai, davening Shema Yisrael. The Zohar says that the 25 letters in the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad corresponds to the 25th of Kislev. It's a very deep thing. So we start off in that world of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is our way of saying, Hashem, we believe in you, and we kind of hear you, we kind of see you. We're able to reconcile somehow how Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echad. That Hashem, when you're generous to us, when you're gentle towards us, Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Midas Harachamim, when you're Elokeinu, when you're Midas Hadin, when you're strict with us, we see somehow, we're mature enough, spiritually mature enough to understand that somehow this is Hashem Echad. But on Chanukah we say, on Zos Chanukah, rather, we say we don't want Ko Amar Hashem. We don't only want Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, where there's still Hashem and there's still Elokeinu. When we see different faces, different facets, Kiviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Rabbanu Shalom, we want Zos. We want Zeh Adavar. We want the clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. We want to know with the utmost clarity that Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing in the world besides you. Not where we have to reconcile, we have to say, yeah, this is Hashem when he's one way, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, and it's all Hashem, we know that. But we want that absolute clarity of Zeh Adavar that only Moshe Rabbeinu was Zochet to. That's why perhaps the gematria of the word Zeh Adavar is the gematria of the three words that I mentioned a moment ago, Ein Od Milvado. To graduate from the world of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we're still reconciling the different ways that Hashem interacts with us, where it's a little bit, again, hazy and a little bit blurry, to come to that world of Zeh Hadavar, Zos Chanukah, to hear what the candles want to say to us, to be able to look at Hashem and say, ah, we hear you talking once again, Ein Od Milvado. Maybe, and with this we'll conclude, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to be heard. And maybe, if you could say such a thing, maybe it's a chutzpah to say it like this, but maybe it's hard for Hashem to speak to us because He just has so much to say. But sometimes a person is so overwhelmed with emotion, is so deeply connected to something, that you can't even find the right words to convey what you're trying to say. The Bnei Yisaschar, or Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, was one of the tzaddikim who was very, very connected to Chanukah. He wrote extensively about Hanukkah. You basically can't understand the Yontif of Hanukkah without learning his writings. He unlocks all the secrets of Hanukkah. And he once said about himself, I saw in a biography, he said about himself, "Don't ask me any questions about Hanukkah. I know too much about Hanukkah, I'm not even able to put it into words." Maybe on Hanukkah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to speak to us through the candles. Maybe even if we haven't heard the word of Hashem yet, we shouldn't be despondent, we shouldn't be depressed, we shouldn't feel another Hanukkah is going to go by, where we're longing for Zad Davar, to have that clarity, to be able to say Eino Mavadim, to see Mashiach, again with that absolute clarity. But if we don't, if Chas V'Shalom, we're not Zocha, in the next 24 hours, to transition from this world of Chinuch, this training course of Mashiach, into Mashiach itself, let's encourage ourselves by saying, maybe Hashem has just so much to say, He doesn't know where to start. Hashem so badly wants to talk to us, and it's just hard for Him to find the words, the same way that it's hard for us, after such a long gullus, to know where to start in that conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we're once again going to sit with Him in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'll just be Messiah with a beautiful story that my daughter Gabriella reminded me of. In the Gemara, that Gemara says in Bava Basra, that after Kadosh Baruch Hu took away Nevuah from the Nevi'im, he gave it to children. So my daughter put the finishing touch on this year, I thank her. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, one time there was a family, they weren't Hasidim, they came to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They were recommended, after speaking to doctors and speaking to the Rabbanim, and no one was able to help, they were told, why not go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe? What was the problem? They had a 6-year-old daughter who had never uttered a word in her life. 6 years old, never uttered a word in her life. The doctors couldn't figure it out. They took her to psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists of all types. No one could figure it out. Someone said, go to the Rebbe. He's a Balitza, he's a Tzaddik. Again, they weren't Lubavitch Hasidim. They went to the Lubavitch Rebbe. Figured it's a last resort, might as well try. They take along their 6-year-old daughter. And the Rebbe is standing there, and he's talking to the parents, and they're so broken, they're so sad, they're so frightened for their daughter. It's such an unsettling situation. You know, she was 1, she was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, never uttered a word in her life. So after talking to the parents, the Rebbe turns to the girl, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe says to her, are you willing to take on a special mitzvah? Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of his major campaigns was that young girls from the age of 3 should light Shabbos candles. Again, they weren't a Lubavitch family. The Rebbe wrote extensively why he felt this was an appropriate minhag, even for those who aren't Lubavitch or from Chabad. So the Rebbe turns to the girl and says, Are you willing to start lighting Shabbos candles every Erev Shabbos? So the girl nods her head. So the Rebbe says, say yes. So she nods again. The Rebbe says, Are you willing to start lighting Shabbos candles? So she's nodding. The Rebbe says, no, say yes. Say yes already. And she's nodding. The Rebbe says, if you're willing to do what I'm asking of you, if you're willing to take on this special mitzvah, say yes. And to the shock of the parents, this little 6-year-old girl, in a trembling voice, opens her mouth, and for the first time in her life, speaks the word to the Rebbe. She says, yes. And the Rebbe says, say it again. Say yes. Say yes. She says, yes, yes. And she starts to talk, the parents are on the verge of fainting. And they say, Rebbe, how did you do it? How is it possible? We took her to every doctor, we took her to every therapist, we took her to other tzaddikim for brachos, to rabbis, we took her to everyone we could. No one, do you have magic powers? And the Rebbe says, when a Jew takes upon himself or herself to do a mitzvah, to light a Ner Shabbos, a mitzvah is tapping into something that's l'mal menateva, that's beyond this world. And therefore, things that are l'mal menateva can happen when a Jew accepts wholeheartedly to perform a mitzvah. If the Ner Shabbos that little girl took upon herself, gave her the words, like Rav Pinchas Karatzer said, Ner Shabbos only tells us about the week. Ner Chanukah tells us about the whole year. And maybe Zos Chanukah tells us about the entirety of world history. Emir Tzah Hashem, we should continue to daven l'hodos u'lahalal. We have one more halal shalim tomorrow. It should mamash be a halal shalom. It should be so complete. And it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at these 8 neros And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally finds the words that He so badly wants to say to us. The Neiros that are Magidim Asidos, like the Kaveh Yashar told us. And Amir Tzashem, as the Lashon of the Gemara says, that the 8 days of Chanukah, Yomei de Chanukah Tmanya Inun. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. That my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? What's the mystery of Chanukah? We can't understand what this is all about. Somehow, Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kohen, somehow this is it. When all 8 candles are burning, when there's no void anymore in our menorah, when there are no empty spaces in our lives, when we can say a halal shalim, when our life is fully illuminated, when the menorah is full, when the Koh Amar Hashem, when that world of Koh, of the Chof Hei, the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, transition into the world of Zehad Davar Begematria Einod Milvado. Mirtz Hashem, Tafshin Ayin Zayin should be the year that we're zochet to see such a thing. And that's why those words of the Gemara, Yomei de Chanukah Tmanya Inun, the days of Chanukah which are 8, now that they are complete, is Gematria Tafshin Ayin Zayin. Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall allow this year to be the year that we're zochet to see the Gula Shlema. And once again, to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, yes, I choose you. I choose Mashiach. We should be zochet to return to the Beis HaMikdash and see that Gula Shlema with our own eyes. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen.
Amen. Thank you.